Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570 LA Sports. Earlier today, during the noon hour, I'll let you hear Darvin Ham, the new coach of the Lakers. I thought he made a good impression, said a lot of the right things. Maybe a different voice now will affect the players differently. The thing that we did confirm is that Russell Westbrook is not going anywhere. He had numerous conversations with Russ, talked about the importance of sacrifice, how important the defensive end of the ball will be. But again, that's what Frank Vogel preached, the defensive end of the ball. He also talked about, Rodney, collaborating with Rob Pelinka on the roster. Now, if we think back, Frank Vogel was handed these guys and said, go get them. Knock yourself out. But Darvin Ham said he is going to collaborate and put the best roster together that they can put together to compete. So that seemed a bit different to me.
Well, here's the thing. What I liked most about it is that he didn't get caught up into that. He didn't get caught up into, which everybody wants to know. What are you going to do with Russ? What's Russ? Going to move Russ? He's like, no. We're going to put the best roster out there that can compete. And I like the fact that he did say Russ has got some left in the tank. Look, you're going to have to coach the guy. You know, it looks like it. So one thing you don't want to do is – new coach coming in, weaken the confidence of one of your stars and a vocal one at that. So he's pumping him up. And then he put the commitment on the role players, as you mentioned. You know, everybody's going to have to learn to play together and buy into what he's saying. The question is everybody going to buy in? Go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, the question is, can they get players?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line here. Because of the salary and the situation with the three guys making all the money, where are you going to find these guys to play?
Well, I think he was emphasizing the guys, because he called them, you know, a lot of guys by name, that they got to play. You know, the role guys got to play. Until you have those guys, I don't think you can start thinking about coaching them. I don't think he can come in and say, well, we got to bring some new blood in here, new guys in here. You got to really focus on the guys that are here and that you're coaching that are under contract. Because once you start talking about, you know, we're going to bring in some pieces, that's not his job right now. We're going to bring in some pieces to help LeBron and AD to get this thing turned around. No, what you have here is what you're going to coach.
He talked about commitment. He said that the role players are going to be coached the same way as the stars, and the stars are going to be coached the same way as the role players. He also talked about environment that's created, and he said that is very important. Again, he said it is preparation. Every day, preparation. So you heard the Laker new coach. You have any thoughts on him? Did he impress you? 866-987-2570. Let's go to Harold in North Hollywood. Harold, go ahead.
You know where I'm going, Fred. Look, I want to congratulate Coach Ham. I wish him a lot of luck, but he didn't say anything different from any other new coach would say in this situation. You know, actions speak louder than words. You got to get the player. You know, Pelinka should have been put on the spot on how you're going to tinker with this roster. That's what the fans want to know.
Thanks, Harold. Appreciate it. It does come down to the players. But, Rodney, you're right. What is Darvin Ham going to say? Our roster's no good. We're going to go out and get new players. He can't do that because he's got to coach these guys.
Right. And the caller was right. You know, it was like most of the fans want to know what is it going to look like? I guess the fans want to hear from Rob Pelinka more than hear from Darvin Ham. You know, Darvin Ham, because That's what the concern is. As constructed, most people don't believe the Lakers can win.
You know, everybody said that Darvin Ham is a straight shooter. There was one question near the end. I think Dan Wojcicki asked about the coaching staff. And there were reports today that Rasheed Wallace was going to join the staff. And, you know, it was just a little minor thing. But hearing the way he responded, yeah, he's a straight shooter. That's not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done with that yet. Yeah, he's a candidate. Yeah.
Right.
But we're trying to work through things. We do not have that locked up. And I thought that maybe just as an example of a question, boom, here's your answer. Yeah, we're talking to him. No, it's not done. Mm-hmm. Don't say that because we haven't figured that out yet. That to me said, yeah, he is a straight shooter. There was no political, well, no, he was just straight.
Yeah. It was also to, look, let's not try to be first. Let's be right. Let's be right. You know, I mean, I don't know where you heard that from. He's not part of the staff yet. So, letting you know, be right.
Solomon in L.A. Go ahead, Solomon.
Yeah, hey, guys. Listen, I'm impressed with him. I see why he got hired. Coaching is not the problem. He talked about a challenge. I'll tell you a challenge. You got an injury-prone, a little bit more injury-prone, aging LeBron James, an always injured Anthony Davis, and a stubborn, clueless Russell Westbrook. You get those three guys to play together and be productive and get back to the playoffs or get deep in the playoffs, they better hold up the mayor's race because he probably win.
Appreciate it, Solomon. Again, with Anthony Davis, he basically said, that's the guy. That's the man. Bron's Bron, Russ is Russ. It's got to be about AD.
Put all the onus and the pressure on Anthony Davis. He basically said, if we're going to do anything, it's going to be you, Anthony Davis. Strap it on.
And he talked about how, you know, they will give him all the tools he needs. They will do everything to support him.
Yeah.
Their plan is to keep him stronger longer. As the season goes on, he said their plan is to get guys stronger and not get knocked out with injuries. But Anthony Davis has been injured every year he's here. He's basically been injured every year of his career. So I don't know what magic potion he has that he's going to be able to sprinkle on him, and all of a sudden AD's going to be a new guy. Because he hasn't been.
Well, maybe he can help convince AD that there's something else that he could be doing or something different that he could be doing in the offseason. Maybe that's the difference that he can bring. Because what he's been doing throughout his whole career has not really worked that well. And not saying that if he changes all of a sudden he's not going to ever get hurt again, but if something's not working and it's a pattern, then yeah, you got to change something up.
Danny in East LA, what do you think of the hire?
You know, I like the hire. But, you know, and like I told the screener, you know, Rodney, you and Joy Taylor ball wash LeBum so much.
What? Who?
He's not a real Laker.
Who?
He'll never be Kobe.
What?
LeBron.
You and Taylor. Who's Taylor?
Joy Taylor, whatever her name is, with Calter.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay.
Okay. All right.
You guys defend
Thanks for your
so
call.
Much.
Thanks for your call. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Danny. Thanks.
Be coherent next time you talk.
Was that an issue?
I didn't understand a word he said.
I think what he was suggesting, I think.
I really don't care, Fred, what he was suggesting. So it's not even worth it, what he was suggesting.
But he likes to hire.
I don't care what he likes.
Well, Danny, thanks for listening. We do appreciate it.
It was uncalled for. It's ridiculous. Well, Danny, don't call again.
All right. Here's where we're at. We're going to have Jovan Buha of The Athletic join us at 1:30. He was there. We'll get his take on everything. You know, he had some suggestions on what the Lakers could do with Russell Westbrook and try to fix this. One of them, of course, is move him. So Jovan is there. He has talked to everybody down there, and he is going to join us on the show. Then coming up at 1:45, Jerry Harrison will jump on, and we'll talk about what happened with the Dodgers. And Dodger fans obviously are disappointed in them dropping those final two games, and especially yesterday. I love Bruce Dar-Gratterall, but he's really been struggling, Rodney. And, you know, they may have to take a hard look at what they're doing with him. Because Dave Roberts basically said the guy has no command. He's throwing hard, but he just has no command.
Yeah, but neither is Walker Buehler. And neither is Julio. I mean, it's the whole staff is struggling right now. It's not just Brewster. And yes, it was, you know, put on full display because he gave up the home runs and has given up, what, six runs in the three innings he's pitched. But it's really the concern has got to be the whole staff right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they started well against the Mets. But, you know, the guys that started well against the Mets were Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cy Young candidates from the Dodgers. It is mind-boggling to think Tyler Anderson has more wins than anybody as a pitcher in baseball. Tyler Anderson. What an incredible signing for the Dodgers.
Well, it goes like that. He's doing something right. You know, we've seen this in the past. And, you know, teams sometimes, and the opposing team sometimes gear up, sometimes just like they do for the Dodgers. Oh, we got to be... Our mindset is a little bit different against Walker, Buehler, Julio, because we know those guys are at the top of their game, borderline Cy Young every single year, and maybe you let your guard down a little bit against a Tyler Anderson or Gonsolin because you're focusing on trying to get hits and trying to, you know, have good at-bats against those other two guys that it happens. We saw that a few years ago. Alex Wood had an incredible year. Now, ahead of Walker, Buehler, and Clayton Kershaw, it was Alex Wood that had the dominant season. You know, and everybody, how's he doing it? And guys get into a rhythm sometimes, and what they're doing is right. And so let's not break the rhythm of Tyler Anderson. Let's just keep it going, him and Gonsolin.
Jerry Harrison is going to join us at 1:45. We'll get more into the Dodgers. Okay, when we come back, Jovan Buha of The Athletic will jump on the show. Kind of a weird day because we carry the Darvin Ham News Conference. And normally we take, you know, 10, 12 minutes of it. We took the whole thing because it was so good. Jovan was down there. We'll get his thoughts. I'm sure he's talked to some of the players. That's next.
Trey Turner with a shot to left. It's deep. It's on its way. And it is long gone.
The LA Dodgers are on the road in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Don't miss a moment of the action on AM 570 LA Sports and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
It's free. What do you have to lose?
This is what it's about.
The home of the Dodgers. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck kicks off tomorrow at 4.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Yeah.
I could.
Come on.
Rest in peace, Jay Dilla.
I could.
I could give a fuck about the metrics. Roll up in a Beamer, Bentley, Lexus. Lodging, stay.
Oh, yeah. Let's go on a Monday, Rodney P. Fred Rogan. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let's go.
Things are a bit fluid today. People are still running around talking to Darvin Ham. We were going to have Jovan Buha of The Athletic on. We're going to move him to 2:30 because now they have their opportunity in a smaller setting to talk to him, Rodney. So we'll do Jovan at 2:30 and continue our conversation there about Darvin Ham. Coming up at 1:45, Jerry Harrison will be on, and we'll get into what happened with the Dodgers. They're on a plane right now to Chicago. They'll open a series against the White Sox this week. You know, it's weird. Every time they go to Chicago, in my mind, I think they're playing the Cubs. Every time. They've already played the Cubs.
No, you don't think about White Sox. And you don't. And you certainly don't think about them playing them both.
No.
You know, it's either, you know, it's usually the Cubs and it's usually one or the other, but both of them.
So they're off to Chicago. Okay, we did want to do this, so we'll just drop it in right here. Don't know if you heard about what happened to Max Scherzer. Now, we know that last year in the playoffs, Max was not able to go late because he just couldn't go. Basically had a dead arm. Then the thought was, well, he didn't pitch enough, and that didn't allow him to be strong enough to go. In any event, he signed with the Mets during the offseason. He got hurt there, which is not unusual because he does get hurt during the season. But then he suffered this. A dog bit him on the hand. Got the dog bite on the hand. Right. It was his dog that got him. His dog was in pain. He went to pick him up. And in the time where he went to pick him up, the dog bit him on the hand. Now he's okay.
Yeah.
Bit him on his left hand.
Because dogs don't tell you, hey, don't touch me there, or don't grab me there. Because if you grab them and pick them up, and you're picking them up in the wrong spot, then that's how they're letting you know that's very tender. Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, bite you.
And it got me to thinking, Rodney, how many people have been bitten by a dog? Now, by the way, if you do get bitten by a dog and the injury is severe,
call Jacob.
But yes. Because he handles that, right? I mean, I remember one time I'm walking down the street and actually somebody I know is on the other side walking. And a dog ran over and started to attack her. Started to bite her. And they had to pull the dog off and she was really shaken. It was a big dog. She was okay. Mm-hmm. But the dog just went dog, as you would say. Yes. The tiger went tiger. The dog went dog. And started to attack her, and they pulled the dog off. She did have bite marks. I mean, I was bitten by a dog. Somebody came up with their dog, you know.
Shocker.
Right,
it's not about who you're bitten. How many times you've been bitten by a dog?
Well, I usually avoid, as you know, animals because I do have a problem with them, except if somebody throws a monkey on me. But I walked up, and they were standing there and talking, and the dog's looking up with a big smile on its face. So I went out to, you know, pet the dog. And I've got four dogs. You know, so I went to pet the dog on the head. There went my finger.
Ooh.
There went my finger. Bam.
And it snatched. What kind of dog again?
It was not a small dog. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And, you know, when that happens, the owner of the dog is always so apologetic. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you okay? And then what do you always say? Yeah, I'm fine. Even if you're not fine, you'll go, yeah, I'm all right. Don't worry about it. Kevin, have you ever been bitten by a dog?
First of all, you can't say, no, I'm not fine. You see my finger, you douche. You could say that if you wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't go there.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I was bitten by a dog probably about 5-6 months ago. And the complex of where my condo is, there's an elevator. And I was just standing outside of the elevator waiting for the doors to open up. And I'm leaning against the wall. The door opens and this dog, like a dog out of hell, a hell dog, just jumps out and just lunges at my leg. Thankfully, I reacted quickly enough. I backed up. I moonwalked a little bit, but it did nick me a little bit. Had I not, Rodney, it would have latched onto my leg. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
would have got me pretty. And it wasn't a big dog. It was one of those Australian shepherds. You know, so I think like naturally, I think it actually does have experience herding sheep, and it probably thought I was just a giant black sheep. Apparently, I just jumped up and tried to fly and nipped at me. But to your point, Fred, yes, the owner was extremely apologetic. It ripped my shorts. She gave me a $100 gift card to Macy's and said, hey, go ahead and buy some more shorts. Sorry about that.
That's nice.
You know, she was very nice.
The dog ripped your shorts? It got that deep? Yep. Wow.
Yeah, Ronnie, it bit through my shorts and punctured through the skin a little bit too. Thankfully, nothing too serious though.
Ronnie, you ever get bit?
Yeah, I have been bitten by my own dogs, actually. I've never been bitten by anybody else's dogs except for my own. And they're just playful bites. And along the lines of, like Rodney said, if your dog is injured or not feeling well and you try to pick them up and you hit the wrong spot, they'll bite you, but not out of any animosity or because they don't love you. It's because, you know, they can't tell you that they're hurting. So, yeah, that's the only time I've been bitten by dogs, my own dogs.
Rodney, you ever get
bit? I'm the same. Just like Ronnie just said, that's the only time I've really been bitten is picking up a dog or even sometimes playing a little too rough with a dog and they'll let you know, hey, not there, not today. But yeah, I recently had it. What kind of dog do I have now? Our husky. I keep forgetting. We rescued our husky. Had a little injury and I picked her up and she she turned around and snipped at me a little bit. But that is the only time. Not by an opposing dog. I'm very friendly. Dogs see me, Fred. They see friendly. They can smell fear and they can smell someone who's not friendly.
They can feel your energy, Fred. So if you're a dog owner and you're a good dog owner, you know, other dogs will recognize that and they recognize the scent of other dogs on you as well. So that's sort of like an olive branch there, Fred. So be nicer to your dogs.
Nice to all dogs.
No, my dogs are fine. We have four dogs. We have four. Cooper. Cooper's like 18 years old. I mean, our dogs always live a long time.
They're little dogs, that's why.
Right, Malteses. Cooper's 18. And then we have basically three rescues. Zoe, who our daughter Haley thought would be great to rescue, and then Zoe ended up with us. We have Remy, who Jack thought would be, let me back him up. Let me reverse him. Haley got Remy. Jack got Zoe. And when my father-in-law passed away, we got his dog, Nikki. And Nikki is like 17 years old. They're all very good-natured. And they're great dogs, older. But Remy, I always say, when you look at Remy, and maybe you've had this.
Hey,
you,
Remy.
You ask this question. Today, Remy, are you friend or foe? Because he's one or the other. Friend or foe?
You have to ask that question to Remy?
I always say, friend or foe? Now, Remy's very affectionate, very loving, jumps up, wants you to rub his belly, wants you to play with him. But if new people come into the house, Remy will run after him. And Remy's not a big dog.
And do what?
Just
jump up?
Jump up, bark. Yeah, and try to nip him.
That's kind of normal, Fred.
Well, the other dogs don't do that. Well, the other dogs are old. They just sit there.
Each dog has their own different personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't think it's bad. They think that, hey, it's time to play.
Yeah. I'm not so sure with Remy.
You're not so sure?
I think there's
some got a different agenda?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Remy has an agenda.
Oh, yeah. Some dogs are just jerks, you know?
No,
that
Remy's not a jerk.
That can be part of their personality.
No, Remy's not a jerk.
Well, I don't know. If I just walk into the house, Fred, and then Remy comes after me, what are we talking about? The hell,
yeah,
I didn't do anything.
With an aggressive nature.
Exactly.
Chill, Remy. Come on, Remy.
Do you remember when you brought the big cord to my house?
I do. That's right. Yes.
And what did I say to you?
I don't remember. Refresh my memory.
Okay.
But I do remember bringing the cord. I don't know if I walked inside of
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I stayed out on the other side. And, right? And it was because of Remy, wasn't it? Okay.
That's exactly why. I said, I'd invite you in, but, you know, I don't know how Remy's going
to
be.
It's up to Remy.
Yeah. Remy gets to decide who comes and who goes, who stays in the house.
Next time, Kevin, show up with a big T-bone steak.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. That'll be good for
Instant
Remy.
Instant friends. Yeah.
Friends
for life.
That'll be good. Because Remy's really...
Then you can never come over again without a T-bone.
Exactly.
Steak.
That's what that'll turn into.
Yeah. He's very, very loving. He really is a very loving dog. But it's just, I think he has to get to know you. And some days people will come in and he's fine. And other days people come in and it's not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Is Remy the alpha of the house there with the dogs, Fred?
Remy believes that Zoe is his wife. Remy believes that Zoe is his wife.
How does Zoe feel about that?
Not well half the time. She's not really a fan of that, to be honest with you. And sometimes she'll play along. And
how old is Zoe?
I would say Remy because they're rescues. I'd say Remy is like eight maybe, and Zoe's probably six.
Uh-huh.
And they're all little dogs. And Zoe's the most affectionate of all of them. Zoe is just, you got to just squeeze her. She's such a little doll.
Don't squeeze her too hard. She might bite you.
And Remy's the aggressive one.
Remy's aggressive.
Zoe put Remy in Remy's place?
Zoe, it's bizarre because Zoe, it's like they'll be doing their dog thing that they do, and Zoe will just jump on him. Just jump on
that
top
dog
of
thing. Dog. That dog thing that they do. It could be a multiple.
They fight for dominance. You know that thing that they do for dominance.
Yeah. Zoe will just jump on him, and then Zoe will try to nip at him, and then run away, and he'll chase her, but he can never catch her because Zoe's like lightning. You can't catch Zoe if she's going. And Remy just, he becomes exhausted, and then he does what he does best. And there's one thing, eats. He eats.
Of course.
Yeah, he's, it doesn't matter what time it is. If you feed one, he'll eat the other one's food. Friend or foe, that's what I'm saying. Is he friend or is he foe? You never really know. The Dodgers travel to Chicago. They'll take on the White Sox tomorrow. The first pitch at 5. Get your game day meal on. Shakey's Pizza, Chicken, and Mojo's. Shakeys.com and listen to every game on the iHeartRadio app. Keyword AM570 LA Sports. All right, Jerry Harrison will join us next and we'll get into what happened to the Dodgers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tommy's moment of the day.
It's a snap of your fan that one of a kind.
All right, for today's Tommy's moment of the day, we'll put the spotlight on Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper, who came up big in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Angels yesterday. Check it out.
Here's the 3-2. Swung on. Crushed. He's done it. How about that? Four heroics into the second deck as Bryce Harper has tied this game. On a 3-2 pitch here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it's 6-6 on Harper's sixth career grand slam.
That was Phillies Radio Network as Bryce Harper hit his 13th home run of the season to lead them to an eventual 9-7 win over the Angels, who, by the way, have lost 11 games in a row. Ugh. The moment of the day is brought to you by Tommy's. Stop into your local original Tommy's today and grab one of their world-famous burgers topped with the special recipe all-beef chili. Visit originaltommy's.com to find a location near you.
And don't forget, go to am570lasports.com/Tommy's and register. What are you registering for? Well, if you win, you get the Tommy's truck.
What else?
It's for 100 burgers, fries, drinks, and 10 seats to a suite in a baseball game. So I would get to am570lasports.com/Tommy's and register. It's free of charge. You got nothing to lose and everything to win. This just came out. Aaron Donald is going to play for the Rams. Shocker. According to reports, the team worked out the three remaining contract years to give him a massive $40 million raise through 2024. It makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He gets $95 million through 2024. Ian Rappaport is reporting that. So Aaron Donald isn't going anywhere.
That didn't take long.
No, that's what I said.
No, oh God.
That's what I said last week.
Yes, yes, but you left out the part that the $95 million part, Fred.
Oh, they get that worked out.
Oh yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke finds that in his couch. That's
true. He found that money. Find that money.
That's nothing. So anyway, that's good news for the Rams. Aaron Donald, who wasn't going anywhere anyway, and wasn't going to retire because that wasn't going to happen, should be a very happy guy now. Because he got the raise he wanted and solidifying that Rams defensive line. And again, Aaron Donald is worth three players, so you got to pay him.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
How
many guys does it take to block him, Rodney?
At least two.
Occupy?
Yeah. At least two every single play. You got to account for him. You got to count two guys, which is why guys are begging to be on the Rams defensive line. If you are a defensive lineman, they would love to play with him because you're going to be singled up. Like a lot of guys have gotten paid just by playing next on the same defensive line of Aaron Donald and gone elsewhere. So, yeah, it takes at least two. And even with two, he's still disruptive and crazy and is just by far the best defensive player in football right now, and they're paying him like it.
And, you know, he may not lead the league in sacks. He may not lead the league in tackles. But for the reasons you pointed out, he is such a disruptive force that he probably means more to you than if he did lead you in sacks or tackles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's allowing everybody else to either get single teamed or to have free reign at the quarterback or free reign at a running back. So, yeah, what he does is incredible.
When you were playing, who were those kind of guys that you faced?
The only two names that come to mind that are in that category to me are Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. Those two guys would warrant that kind of attention, meaning double team on every single play. You got to count. You got to spend. If you were playing the Eagles and then later the Packers for Reggie, you would start on Monday figuring out a way to block the guy, and your whole game plan would be centered around blocking him. Same thing with Lawrence Taylor. Figuring out a way to block him was the number one priority.
And then
those two guys.
When you figured out how to block those guys, were you not concerned about anybody else?
Well, you were happy that he didn't touch you that play. You know, that was the thing. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys that played alongside Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor and now Aaron Donald got a lot of money, probably old those guys are cut. of what they get because he commanded so much attention and those guys commanded so much attention that the other guys got to eat a lot. So yeah, you started worrying about other guys, but not even close to the amount of attention that a Aaron Donald, Reggie White, or Lawrence Taylor would command.
Remember the story that LT told about going to the strip club and then showing up for the game? Remember that?
Driving by the stadium and say, wait a minute, we got a game today.
Right.
Or something like that. He was late, right?
He said, what the hell is going on there tonight?
Yeah.
So he decided to just stop into the stadium to figure out what happened. He said Bill Parcells saw him in the hallway. Are you going to get dressed or what?
The security guard pulled him in and parked something like that. Yeah, it was a crazy story that he.
And I'm sure he had like five sacks that day, too.
Forgot that there was an actual game going on.
He spent the night in a club all night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, came out and it was daylight.
It was daylight.
Yeah.
And they were just driving by the stadium. He goes, wow, a lot of cars there. I wonder what's happening. Drove in. They said, you got a game. You got to play, man. Oh, didn't know.
He was one of those guys like, you know, Parcells treated him like Phil Jackson treated Dennis Rodman, you know, and Dennis said, I need a few days off. I got to go to Vegas. Okay, Dennis, go ahead. Do your thing. We got to give Dennis some time off. And Dennis came back and had 17 rebounds and played defense all game long without missing a beat. Some guys are built different, and LT was certainly one of those guys.
You know, Darvin Ham said in his news conference, the key for him is treating everybody the exact same. Everybody will be treated the same way. You know, so in Darvin Ham's mind, you know, if he's got Dennis Rodman, maybe he's not letting him run off to Vegas for a couple of days. Can you treat everybody the same?
No, and he doesn't believe that. I think he said coached everybody the same way, but it's still the same thing. No, he doesn't believe that. I mean, you got to say it, but that's certainly not true. And he knows that. He's not going to coach LeBron the same way he's coaching Taylor Horton Tucker. It's just not going to be the same way. You know, LeBron says, I need a day off in practice. Like, you go give him a day off in practice. You know, Austin Reeves said, hey, coach, I need a day off in practice. What? How about not a day off, and how about you run some extra suicides for even asking me that question? So, yeah, no, everybody's not treated differently.
All right, we were hoping to hook up with Jerry Hairston, but we didn't hook up with him.
Kind of like dinner.
Yeah, we're still waiting. Now he owes us two.
Kevin, weren't you in that dinner, too?
Kevin was in the dinner. I think Ronnie was in the dinner as well. Didn't he say we're going to Mastro's?
Oh, yeah.
And we can order whatever wine we want?
This is.
Oh, yeah.
This goes way back. This was actually you, Fred, Rodney, myself, and Jay Stu when Jason was producing the show.
Oh, that's wow. That does go way back.
That's how long it's been. And yeah, Ronnie, you could jump in too. Why not? It's not my money, so cool. But yeah.
With interest now, Ronnie, you're in.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll take Jay Stu's place.
Yeah,
thanks, Fred.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be two dinners now. And he said we could order whatever we wanted.
He did.
And as much wine as we wanted. That's what he said. Right? Wasn't the bet then?
It was whether or not Derek Jeter would trade Giancarlo Stanton. At the time, Jeter had just become the CEO of the Marlins. And he was like, he'll never trade him.
No way in hell.
Yeah.
Never, ever. Yeah. Well, like 2 weeks later, he traded away.
Yeah, maybe about a month later. Yeah.
Yeah. Then Yelich was gone. And
Everybody.
Everybody was gone.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, don't miss Instagram Live with Dodger pitcher Tony Gonsolin. It's hosted by Dodger insider David Vassay. Watch on Instagram at AM570 LA Sports, and it's brought to you by Navien Tankless Water Heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.